TriMet board. With me is Mr. Craig Prosser, who's also a member of the TriMet board. We're some of the newer ones, and I think Neil McFarland will be up right here with us, who's the general manager. We are here to speak in opposition to moving forward with the specific changes that are proposed in this ordinance regarding transportation fees, specifically those around fees for bus shelters and benches. I need to say that, for the record, that we were surprised by the proposed fee increases. They're very large. We were shocked to see them, and I think, as you know, it's about $2 million a year that TriMet would be impacted. And these fees were not factored into our budget deliberations when we adopted the budget for 2012-13 a couple weeks ago, and I say reluctantly also adopted because it includes some major service cuts and fare increases that went along. I want you to know that TriMet's always approached fees imposed by the city in a partnership manner. However, when we look at these, the legal basis for these fees we think is questionable, and ultimately we believe if it was imposed, it would probably not be sustained by a court. But having said that, let's talk which evidently is the real issue, which, as I understand from reading the press and the media, is that these fees are to be used for the student transit pass program with Portland Public Schools. What I understand is you'd like to collect these monies and return it to us to maintain that free student transit service program for the district, which were previously funded by the city. And what I wanted to say here is if that really is indeed the desire of the city council and the mayor to continue that, this is probably not the way to come up with a funding solution. For the record, and some of the folks in the audience I'm sure don't know that the free student transit pass program was in the past funded entirely by the state of Oregon, and due to their reduced revenues, the funding for this program was eliminated. In simple numbers, that program is about a $3 million program a year, and in the past it was funded one-third by the school district through allocation of monies from the state through the school's transportation fund, and two-thirds from the state general fund. And the state's decision not to fund this program have created about a $2 million hole in the program, which is what we're talking about. We've made it clear, I think, that with our current budget funding and the reductions we're seeing, we can't bear the entire cost of this program without some sort of equitable sharing of the cost. And I want to also state for the record that we, TriMet, and the board would like to help maintain this very, very popular program. Mayor, I actually thought we had an agreement with your office to share the cost of this program in an equitable manner, where it was one-third funded by the Portland Public School System, one-third by TriMet, and one-third from the city. And I thought we'd also agreed to work with you to find ways to minimize the impacts to the city during the first year with some of the things that we're doing with some of our projects. And I want you to know TriMet and the board are still prepared to honor what I thought was that cost-sharing agreement to move forward to keep this program running. So having said that, in summary, we've always worked well together, and I want to continue to do that. However, if you move forward with this ordinance today, I think ultimately it could have major impacts to our riders and to that partnership. So if you really need the resources that are outlined in that to do your general transportation funding, please either remove the increased fees for the bus shelters and other transportation-related encroachments in this ordinance and then move forward and adopt it, or bring it to second reading. Or if student pass program is really the issue, which I understand it is that we're talking about here, please defer this entire ordinance for at least 30 days to allow us to talk further with your staff, with you, Mayor, about how we can actually come up with a true agreement to continue this free student transit program for the future. So with that, I want to thank you for the time. I want to thank you for pulling this off the consent agenda and giving us the opportunity to speak here today. And again, we'd be glad to answer any questions you might have this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Board Member?
I don't have much to add to that. This is something, you know, that we have been talking about at the staff level for some time. The board itself has not had a full discussion on this. At our meeting this morning, we just adopted a statement on our budget, since we just recently adopted that, and it laid out work items of things that we know that we need to address as we deal with our budget in the future, and consideration of this program is on that list. So you do have our commitment to continue working on that. one of the things I do need to add, and this is recognized that I represent District 7 on the TriMet board, which is primarily Clackamas County. Portland Public Schools is not the only school district within our boundary. It's not the only school district in the state with severe financial difficulties. And, you know, I want to see if we can craft something that would be available to help with all students and in our entire service area. We're not going to be able to do that without looking at some sort of means testing, and we may not be able to do that. But those are things that, you know, I think we need to look at. We do have a responsibility for the entire service area of TriMet, not just any one city. So,
isn't Portland Public Schools the only school district without bus service?
Yes, it's the only school district in the state that is not required to do
so. What's the comparison you're making then with Clackamas County and students there and Portland? I'm struggling. If we don't have bus service for kids here, what was the point you were making with Clackamas County School
District? My understanding is that the Portland Public Schools at some time in the past, and I don't know how long ago that was, did go to Salem and got an exemption from that requirement. It's the only school district that has done so.
It's actually never had yellow bus service, ever, according to the state.
Okay.
It's why one of the reasons why Rose City Transit, your predecessor, gave free access to the buses as well.
Okay. That is to say, you know, all of our school districts are severely stressed. And, you know, if there's a way that we
Mr. Board Member, let me be really clear. What I proposed to your agency 18 months ago was that, knowing that you have other school districts and wanting to have an objective sort of policy criteria approach, is what I suggested was that a school district would have to agree to give up the yellow bus system, devote those resources to TriMet, that if it had an impact on TriMet services, that the school district would have to pay for those additional required services around specific stops or on specific routes that serve high schools. We're only talking about high schools here. And they would have to get approval from the state to do that. We have not had an exhaustive discussion with all the school districts in your service territory, but I have had discussions with some. And it would, the TriMet, from what I have found, would not adequately replace the yellow bus system for at least the school district's personnel that I've talked to. So, again, not exhaustive on my part, but we talked about this because the reason that we went down and got Betsy credits is my concern that we would overwhelm you with service demands, and I wanted to make sure that you had the resources to add more equipment, more drivers, more frequency of service. And that's why we sold the Betsy credits to your benefit. Studies show that this has not required you to add equipment or drivers. It has not required you to add service. But I think if the school district that changes and it ever does, then they have to be on they would need to be on the financial hook for that. The other thing I would say is that, you know, the problem-solving approach, I know you've had a hard budget, and I've been a good partner with TriMet in various positions for, you know, 20 years. And it's why the idea of helping you pay for this by eliminating a service within the city of Portland to the benefit of keeping Youth Pass going, which was the ending of Fareless Rail, which could pick you upwards of $3 million in additional revenue to help fund the what you calculate to be lost revenue of selling tickets, unsubsidized tickets to PPS high school students. It's why that was on the table. This was not subsidize one school district without your city partner finding a way for you to make up for the lost revenues that you said would come with the end of the Betsy credit, which is based on your calculations of how much revenue you collect off the backs of high school students. So this was a problem-solving approach that I put on the table. You went forward with only a part of it. And the fact that you haven't had a full briefing on it is part of my concern about this overall conversation happening in bad faith.
Can I ask a question? Well, I guess, Mr. Prosser, you brought up this morning's board meeting where this issue and sort of the broader look you're hoping for student access to transit is something the board wants to consider. Is that in the context of the next fiscal year? Are we talking July 1st, 2013, or are we talking something that might happen before the school year begins in September?
So maybe I'll try to answer that.
You are the chair.
The issue is both. What we want to do is, I think number one, this needs to be resolved quickly because the next school year is coming, in another 2 months. So that's one. The board is very concerned about our financial future and where we're going because right now we have a budget that's not sustainable. So that needs to be wrapped up into a longer term discussion that will be for the following fiscal year as well as beyond. So we've got two issues, but the main thing is I know the need is to get some closure on this quickly. I think the general manager told me that we need to actually print the passes. The passes need to be printed by the first part of August. So we've really only got about 30 days to figure out a solution on this to be able to move forward for next school year.
And Mr. Chair, was the cost-sharing agreement included in the budget approved by the board?
We have the resources in the budget to cover the
cost. It wasn't actually, though, budgeted.
It's not a separate line item for it in the budget. That's correct. But I will assure you that we are ready and can stand up to
For those of you that are, for an organization that I'm passionate about, TriMet, I just want folks to note the reason I have felt compelled to be as hard-headed on this as I have been, because I didn't see it in the budget. I was notified, just before that even your proposal on the cost-sharing agreement doesn't show up in the budget. You took the resources, but you didn't do the second part of the handshake agreement. And these are all sources, I think, of legitimate frustrations and discussion on this issue. Yeah. I'm willing to take the 30 days and set this over for 30 days and talk seriously about this. But you need to understand that one of your biggest friends and fans who helped come up and this council come up with additional resources when you needed it. And I've been put to the meat grinder on the front page of the newspaper because those resources came from what could go to maintenance and other things to be dealt with in this manner is very disappointing. So I'm happy to do 30 days based on previous successful negotiations on things. Again, I absolutely understand your financial situation, and that's why this specific proposal was on the table with us. So I appreciate you being here today, and I'm happy to set it over for 30 days. Does anyone else wish to, do you want to say anything? Anyone else wish to testify on this matter?
We have some people who have signed up. About 8 people. The first 4, please come on up, are Leroy Brandon, Myla Buckland, and Angel Gutierrez, and Thomas Edward Mullen.
And Michael, do you want to come up first? Why don't you come on up? Do you need some help or you got it? Follow the sound of my voice. And welcome back.
Thank you.
If it's okay with you all, I'm going to let Michael go first.
Again, thank you. I applaud you for your stand.
Could you say your name, sir?
Michael Levine, advocate for people with disabilities. Again, I applaud your stand. There's been so many issues with the disability community, with agreements with TriMet that have been broken over the years. When I saw your stand, I wholeheartedly believed it was true, just real simple. However, I hope that you will force TriMet, or TriMet will do it on their own. Look at the impacts, because the rest of the community cannot be impacted any further by this school thing. And I understand the importance of rides for students. I mean, these young people are going to be the future. But people with disabilities, which again is where I primarily work, the Avenue, we are suffering enough. Fares for Lyft paratransit customers, the most vulnerable customers in the TriMet district, which by the way, about 6-9 months ago, TriMet was blaming the Lyft customers, people with disabilities, for their budget shortfalls. Then it went to the union, et cetera, et cetera. But we cannot stand any more cuts. We had a 30-cent raise for a Lyft customer this year. There's another 30 cents already approved by the board for next year. They're cutting service areas. They're going to do more and more to cut Lyft service. We have to be careful what we ask for. Sometimes we get it, but it's at the expense of too many other people.
Couldn't agree with you more, Michael, and that's why the trade-off of eliminating the service of free fares on rail was the trade-off for helping to pay for Youth Pass. It was not a zero-sum ask. It was intended in good faith to not require additional cuts elsewhere. I appreciate your point very much. Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mila, and I'm a recent alumni of Roosevelt High School, Mila Buckland, and I just want to testify here today for the importance of a Youth Pass, because when I was a freshman in high school at Roosevelt, we didn't have the Youth Pass, and for the next 3 years that I attended Roosevelt, we did, and it was extremely beneficial, especially to me and to my friends of big families who the students who go to high school have more responsibilities because they have younger brothers and sisters who they need to get to school. Some of them have to work in order to help support their families at jobs. And a lot of these students couldn't afford, and including me, couldn't afford to do these things in their lives, extracurricular activities, sports, jobs, taking care of their brothers and sisters without the help of a Youth Pass. People play sports and then they leave home at really late hours, and so sometimes their parents can't pick them up. Sometimes their parents are full-time workers, and the Youth Pass enables these students to find ways to get to the places they need to go on their own and in safer alternatives than just walking at home at night in dangerous neighborhoods. And I really benefited from the Youth Pass. So did all my friends who have all these responsibilities that they have to take care of that they can't always depend on their parents to do because we live in a rough economy and both our parents have to work. And I just think this Youth Pass is really beneficial to a lot of students at my school and a lot of students in the Portland Public Schools area in general. Everybody, when I was in high school, used it, and I think it's really important.
Thank you very much. And
thanks for taking the time to come down today. What do you... Congratulations on graduating. What are you going to do next?
I'm working. I go to PSU, so I also know going to PSU, a community school, how important public transportation is. I want to be a teacher, and I want to feedback and support the public school system and teach at Roosevelt or some other high-need school in English language.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I forgot, Carla, we'll do 2 minutes because we're running late. Hi, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hello, thank you for having me. My name is Angel Gutierrez. I also graduated from Roosevelt High School. I graduated last year. I'm here to speak about the Youth Pass, too. I have never felt disadvantaged, less fortunate, or at risk. During my education, people have used those labels, and I always was wondering why. When I was asked to come here today and testify about the free TriMet bus passes, I thought long and hard about the question, how it helped me. When I used the pass, I would go down to PSU 3 times a week, and I would take a high-level Spanish literature course. This was in hopes of attending college. I wanted to take on the challenge of being the first one in my family to go to college. I was able to take that PSU class because of a program that funded classes for low-income students. They also had other fees, but my school covered them since it was Roosevelt High School, and we had some money to help out students. I was able to go to that program because of a program called Middle College, where I was able to go to PCC and take some classes. I was able to do that because it was funded by Gear Up, which is a national program, and it's made to bridge that gap between low-income students such as myself and other students that are more affluent. I'm currently working for Roosevelt, and I am part of AmeriCorps Summer Vista, and every single day I see people that are asking for bus passes, that want to get credit recovery, that want to get a head start for ninth grade. It's part of the ninth grade counts program with all hands raised. The fact is that I never saw the gap between me and other students. I always felt like I wasn't disadvantaged, like I wasn't less fortunate, and that's because of all these different programs that the city provides for us, from PCC to PSU to Gear Up to all those different programs. Little things like bus passes, free lunch, free breakfast, all those things make a huge difference. I saw that firsthand. The Roosevelt graduation rate from 2010 to 2011 almost doubled, and that's when we had Gear Up that year, 2011, and we had all these other programs that we could do, Middle College, PSU, PCC. I also recognize that I achieved my two goals. I was the first one to go to college, and I also went to the college that I wanted, and it was because of all the help that we received. So I want to thank TriMet. They're part of the network that bridges the gap between us and other students, and I felt like I was just as normal as everyone else. I didn't feel less, you know, I didn't feel disadvantaged. I didn't feel less fortunate. So I really want to thank them, and I hope that this can continue because I saw how it helped myself and my peers, and I hope that it can continue to help other youth in the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations, and thanks for working with AmeriCorps. Hi, welcome.
Hello, my name is Leroy Brennan. I'm currently a student at Roosevelt High School.
You have to push a button. I think we. There we go. Can you start over again?
Hi, my name is Leroy Brennan, and I'm currently a Roosevelt student.
And it turned off again. We have new equipment here, Leroy. Sorry. And now that. Oh, we'll do old school way. Carla has a backup.
All right. I feel that words alone can't express the importance of these, like, youth passes. Like, a lot of students are trying to take advantage of, like, their everyday opportunities by getting involved in summer activities, playing sports, and just regular summer activities. And some of those activities are, like, not within walking distance. So a lot of people are going to take advantage of those bus passes. And we can't, like, keep, like, asking parents for money because, like, you just waste gas money.
So. Thank you. Thank you all very much. You can return to your seats.
Next four are Ray Kennedy, Henry Lee, Amy Q, and Gunnar Olson.
Welcome to City Council. Glad you're here. You just have to give us your first and last name, and that clock in front of you will help you count down your 2 minutes. Would you like to begin?
Sure. My name is Ray Kennedy. I am a recent graduate of Trillium Charter School in North Portland. It is 9 miles from my house the school is at Interstate in Killingsworth. My house is on 106th and Gleason, so it's a bit of a commute. As a recent graduate, I will no longer be able to make use of the Youth Pass program, but so I've been biking a lot more, and that's been it's been exhausting, to be honest. I'm a little bit happy I don't.
You're not helping me here, sir.
Not helping you here, sir.
Okay. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
All right.
I love you.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I really wish I could have gotten my sister here. She's going to be a sophomore this coming year. Her name's Flo, because she'll be using the Youth Pass for another 3 years, assuming it's around. And that's really meaningful to me because I've made great use of the Youth Pass. But, you know, at a certain point, you know, I'm going to have to leave the fight to someone else because that's the way the world is, you know. I'm getting old, so.
How old are you?
I'm 18. Yes,
you're 18. Wait till you're 48. But no, I get tired sometimes too, riding around on my bike.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome. Glad you're here.
Hi, my name is Gunnar Olson. I'm a sophomore at Grant High School, and I would say 90% of my friends, their main mode of transportation is TriMet, and to and from school, I don't think their parents could give them a ride because they're always at work, and I don't know if they could afford to buy a ticket every day to and from school. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Henry Lee. I'm also a recent graduate of Wilson High School, and I was also a former youth commissioner. And I'm here again to, first of all, to thank Mayor Adams for proposing the Youth Pass options, also to urge the rest of the city council to vote yes on the proposal. And it's hard to quantify how important Youth Passes. My neighborhood is in the Southwest Hills area, so it's not, it's more privileged. I mean, there's no other word as how you can say it, but recently I had the honor of being student rep for the Portland School Board, and one of our projects for the year was to talk to the former Marshall kids who are on the opposite side of the river about how their transition is going now that they're out of school. Their school is closed and that they have to transfer to other schools. And a lot of them live far enough from Cleveland or Madison that they have to commute. And they had these sobering stories of kids waiting, sometimes waiting for one bus that was so crowded that they had to wait for the next one just to get to school, and they were frequently late. And if you don't have youth pass, and that's kind of the last straw for some of these kids who have been through a lot already, it gets kids to school, it helps reduce congestion, and it helps maintain Portland's reputation as a green city. So it's a plus-plus, and I would urge you to do all you can to save it. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for your service. Hi, welcome.
Hello, my name is Amy Q, and I'm going to be a sophomore at Lincoln High School next year. So for the past year, it's been my first year using Youth Pass, and it has been extremely fundamental for getting me to school and back from school, and has allowed me to do many extracurricular activities. And as I've seen from my classmates, especially from the ones who live far away, like on the east side, it's been sometimes been their only option. They don't have other ways of getting to school if they didn't have Youth Pass, and it would create a severe financial strain or like time-wise on their family if they didn't have this valuable service. So I just urge strong support for this program.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The last two who signed up are Thomas Edward Mullen and Hector Osana.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Thomas Mullen, and I'm here today. I do thank for the program for the kids, for them getting out the summer passes and to go to school and everything that they did make a triumph. But also I'm going to oppose and carry the mayor back to one time I asked him a question about, and he said it was out of his jurisdiction. But TriMet came in sometime in 1947 where they sold us out when they put in a light rail. We exchanged a freeway for a light rail. And this Washington doesn't do anything in 3 years. And so if this was brought up in 1950, so it had to be about 1947, and that was 7 years before I was even born. So this plot was already in place. It is just now playing out. And so therefore, the kids of the pond and all this land and stuff that you guys are arguing over and they're bickering about is actually stolen property that the city signed off of. Everybody in Portland, Oregon has a part in for legging these people out of their property in order to put this TriMet bus system in. And that's why God is bringing it back to you every time. That's why nothing is not going to work right for TriMet or the Trailblazers or nothing, because they stole that property from these people. And I'm here. I want to be on the meeting within 30 days to bring you back the papers and present it to you legally and the way that it is supposed to be presented, sir. That's all I'm asking for today.
Thanks, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sir, welcome.
Hello, my name is Hector Jr. Osuna, and I'm the OPAL organizer. First, it's interesting to see the TriMet board at the other side of the table. With that said, OPAL fully supports the Youth Pass. We actually spent the last 6 months developing an alternative budget in which our bus riders unite elected to keep youth fares the same. Our stand has always been on ridership or on the people that depend on the service. Fare hikes and cuts of service impacts all users, and it's not acceptable. We support the delay of the motion in order to find a sustainable funding source. People need hope more than ever. And through collaboration, relationship building, and sacrifices, we can make a just and equitable decision. Thank you.
Thanks, and thanks for your advocacy. All right, unless there's objection, this item will be continued to July 25th at 10:30 a.m. time certain. And that's a Wednesday? That's a Wednesday.
Wednesday morning.
Okay. So done. All right, we're going to take a 10-minute break for human compassion.